Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. Welcome back, America. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as promised, we're visiting with our good friend Russell L. Brown. Russell is a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. He's a regular guest on the show. Let me tell you a little bit more about him. He's a business broker and a consultant, has been now for many years. He's either been directly or indirectly involved in all aspects of buying, selling, and brokering hundreds of operating businesses. He's the president of the Business Book Press. He's the author of several books, including two that I have in front of me. One is called Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business, and the other one is called Preparing Your Business for Sale. And also, he is the author of an outstanding white paper that we've been talking about for the last several weeks called Accomplishing Due Diligence, 125 Details to Examine Before Buying a Business, and we're going to give another copy of that away today. Russell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. It's always a pleasure to have you back with us. And folks, I'm going to give you a chance to win a copy of this report that Douglas has put together. It's about 20 pages or so. It's an outstanding report on accomplishing due diligence. It's not only about buying and selling a business, though. It's about, there are some excellent points in here that you need to pay attention to that will help you operate your business, and that's one of the reasons why I think it's a great tool for you. And in order to win one, all you got to do is call in and answer one of my trivia questions, and here they are. There's some that are a little bit hard, but a couple that are pretty easy. Dr. Christian Bernard was the first guy to perform this successful surgery. What did Dr. Christian Bernard, what was the surgery that he performed about 30 years ago, actually 30 years ago today, and 31 years ago, I guess it is. What did he's from South Africa. Tell me what he did. Also, what did these guys do? Sir Isaac Newton, what do we know him for? Jacob Grimm, G-R-I-M-M. What do we know Mr. Grimm for? And Mr. Louis Braille, what did he do? 888-822-8255. Give us a call, answer one of our trivia questions, or if you want to use that number to call to ask me or Russell a question, that you can do that too. Russell, we have for several weeks now, we've been talking about the due diligence process of buying a small business, and we've been using your outstanding report called Accomplishing Due Diligence, 125 Details to Examine Before You Buy a Business. And it's been absolutely a tremendous series, and we've actually finished that up. The only thing left to do is quite a bit of fairly sophisticated and tough stuff to talk over the radio, ratios and different calculations that we're not going to get into. But basically, we're through with that report, and I know we've gotten quite a few phone calls over the weeks, and we've gotten I know that a lot of folks have enjoyed that series. What I want to do now is you've got another report that you prepared called The 15 Most Important Questions a Buyer Should Ask a Business Seller. And let's talk about that this hour.
Okay, Jim, yeah, and that sort of wraps up that whole big issue of accomplishing due diligence. And for those folks who don't want to get into all those details, you know, I've written this report, and it's been published in various magazines and so on as an article. And basically what it does is pull together all the most important questions you've got to ask that business owner if you're considering buying the business. And I start off with the first one is to ask the question, why are you selling your business?
Now, you know, one of the things, Russ, that I have been involved in situations where either I was asking the questions on behalf of someone, or I was asking for myself, or I was sitting there and somebody else was asking the questions. And this is an important issue because I have heard quite a few people ask the wrong questions, or they don't know where to start. And that's the reason why I think this report is a very good one, because it helps you walk through all the different, I won't call it a minefield, but there are some tricky things that you can get into, and you need to ask them in the order that Russell has given them here. And now, why would you want to ask that question? And let me back up and ask this question. Do you think there are people who would be afraid to ask that question?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're basically polite people. I mean, sometimes stories in the newspaper to the contrary, but most of us are polite people. We don't want to offend the other person. We don't want to try to pry into their personal affairs and so on.
And that question sounds a little bit abrupt, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and it's certainly personal in nature. Why are you trying to sell your business? I mean, I think it's a perfectly legitimate question to ask, because if this business is such a good business and it's making money for the owner and the future looks good, why do you want to sell it, Mr. Owner? You know, why do you want to get out of this business?
Another thing, though, to think about, Russ, is obviously, I mean, I don't think you'd want to ask that question when you walked in. And it would also depend on the situation, on how you came to find out about the availability of this business. If you walked in and asked this guy if he wants to sell, and he says, yes, I will sell, I'd consider selling, then you don't turn around and say, well, why do you want to sell it? Right.
Well, of course. I mean, everything has to be taken into context.
Right. And that's just what I wanted to point out. I mean, you have to
sure.
use because sometimes I have found that if you wait just a little bit, the people will tell you why they want to sell, and you might get a better answer out of them.
Well, that may be true. The context I'm putting these questions in is that you are looking for a business to buy. You've somehow come across someone who has their business for sale.
Right.
You've done some preliminary looking at it. I mean, you have to have some sense that it's a business that you might like to own. It fits your pocketbook, at least from the outward appearance. Looks like you can afford it. It's something that you think you can do in your area of the country, or it can be relocated, or you will relocate for. So you've done a little bit of this preliminary due diligence. So you've got a sense that you'd be interested in this business. You've been pre-qualified with the broker or the owner. In some way, you've had your initial introduction. So that's when you'd ask this question.
Exactly. Thanks for clearing all that up for us, Russ. Folks, it's 20 after the hour. There are some other things that we're going to talk about when we come back about why someone would sell a business, and Russ has got that all in his report that we have here in front of me. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Russ Brown is our special guest and our good friend. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. Stay with us. 24 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. 888-822-8255. That's the phone number. Our special guest is Russ Brown. He's a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. He's the president of the Business Book Press. He's the author of two outstanding books on buying and selling a business, as well as the reports that we've been using to talk about accomplishing due diligence and helping you to understand better how to buy or sell a business. Russ, the thing we just got through talking about is asking the question of a seller, why are you selling your business? Now, there are a number of reasons that you list all those in your report.
That's right, and I'm careful to point out there is no particular right reason or wrong reason. I mean, it's very hard to pin that down, but there's some reasons that tend to be better than others, and again, you still got to investigate all of them and whatever the reason is, and just to verify that it makes sense to you.
Right.
And at the top of my list, I put retirement. I mean, that to me is the most legitimate reason that a owner of a good, solid, lucrative business that's been running for years would want to get out of his business, his or her business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just makes sense. We're all going to get there someday. We're all want to retire and go off to do the things that we enjoy doing more than running a business. And so that's a good reason. So when you have an elderly owner who says that the reason they want to sell their business is for retirement purposes, and the business looks profitable otherwise, that's probably the best reason. Another one, and we don't wish this on anyone, of course, is poor health. A lot of business owners, like everybody else in life, I mean, suffer the infirmities of age, and sometimes have situations arise, whether it be a heart condition or stroke or something of that nature, that causes them not to be able to effectively operate their business any longer. And so they're looking for a buyer for that reason. And other times, a death has occurred. You know, the owner of a business has died, and the surviving spouse is selling the business. And again, another good reason for that business to be for sale. And lastly, on the good reason side, I would say the best overall really is an unsolicited offer that you make as a buyer for a good business of a seller that you think is getting near retirement age or is there, mm-hmm. and you come along and you say, you know, I've seen your business. I don't want to be too pushy here, but if you're thinking at all of retiring and selling your business, I'd be interested. And so if that develops into discussion that works along towards the sale of the business, I mean, that could be the best situation for yourself.
So that's all part of the homework that you do, folks, when you're thinking about starting a new business. And I get email all the time from people who say they want to start a new business. And I, you know, one of the things I tell them is check out who's already doing what you want to do in the marketplace and find out a little bit of the profile of those people. Who are the owners? What are their ages? Do they have any children to pass the business along to? And before you start a new one, go see if you can buy one that's already existing. And typically, as you say, Russ, the best one to try to find is the ones that have the oldest owners.
That's right. And if you can find that business yourself, I mean, there's a lot of gains can be had in that a lot of times you don't need a business broker to participate in a sale. And right there, the business broker's take anywhere from 8 to 10% commission. And, of course, that gets built into the sale price of the company.
Right.
So that's, I'll tell you, many, many, many successful small businesses are sold through contacts, through the various fraternal organizations and church organizations, you know, things like the Lions and the Kiwanis and just a church organization where you know people who are longtime business owners. And so you can approach them and say, are you thinking at all? If you ever are, I'm interested. Mm-hmm. And you'd be amazed how many times that turns into an opportunity for the person that has asked that question.
But don't be concerned if the guy doesn't, or the person doesn't say immediately, yes, I'm ready to go. What you may have to do is just plant the seed and let them know that you're interested. It might be a year, it might be 6 months or whatever, because that seed has to germinate sometimes in their mind, doesn't it?
That's right. It may take several months or even years.
Yeah, sometimes it does. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. It's 29 after the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the negative things that you might want to pay attention to when you ask somebody why they're selling their business. 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Russ Brown. He's a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. He's the author of two outstanding books on buying and selling a business. One is called Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. The other one is called Preparing Your Business for Sale. Russ, take a minute and tell us how we would choose which book.
Well,
also, how we'd get them.
Let me tell you first of all how to get them. The any good bookstore should have them, and Barnes & Noble and Borders and stores like that certainly have them. And if they're out or you can't, they don't have them in stock, you can ask them to order them. You can get them from my website at businessbookpress.com.
Okay.
Or you can always call my 800 number, 800-363-8867.
All right.
And lastly, the book Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business is intended for folks who want to buy a business, a small business, or who want to sell a small business. It gives you all the mechanics of that process that you have to go through. And in the other book, Preparing Your Business for Sale, that's geared primarily for small business owners who are going to sell their business someday, which is every one of them.
Right.
You all will sell your business. And I've geared the book for them.
One of my New Year's resolutions that I propose for my audience who own small businesses is to start thinking about an exit strategy. Even though you're not even thinking about selling your business, you don't want to sell it for anything. You need to start focusing on some of the things that need to be done in an exit strategy.
Yeah, absolutely correct, because you never know when that time will come. It can come a lot sooner than what you have in mind.
Well, I mean, you can say all you want that your business is not for sale, But if you absolutely mean that, I mean, if that's the absolute truth and you know, that you really would not sell your business, well, that's not really very smart, is it?
Well, you always want to keep your options open, right?
Well, somebody's liable to come by and want that business a lot more than you, than it's pay you a lot more than it's worth.
That's right.
That happens all the time, doesn't it?
That's right. You make an offer, you can't refuse.
You always got to be ready. Let's talk about some of the things that you need to, the earlier things that we talked about the answer to why someone would sell a business were all things that could turn into opportunities for the buyer. But there are some other things that they might give you, other reasons they might give you that would be something you'd want to be kind of concerned about.
Right, and these are just warning, little warning flags. They don't mean that you shouldn't proceed to investigate the business for sale, but they should give you a little bit of warning in the back of your mind and think it through much more carefully.
Be a little more careful, right, exactly.
Right, and the first one I list is divorce. Now, there are a lot of legitimate reasons for selling a business because of divorce. So I don't want to say that that's absolutely a negative. But I ask the question, if the business is so good, you know, in a divorce situation, people tend to not want to kill the milk that produces, the cow that produces the milk, mm-hmm. you know. This is where the money comes from. And so even though there might be a contentious divorce situation going on, it's not too smart to have the divorce cause the sale of the business, because then neither one of them has it when the smoke clears away. So it's probably better. In most situations, I've seen a divorce situation, I've seen couples work out a way where one or the other keeps the business, continues to operate it, and then they solve their financial issues some other way.
But do you agree that in most cases, as the potential buyer, you should let all that dust settle before you get involved?
Well, before you buy the business,
yeah.
The divorce has got to be completed, especially if there's a joint ownership of stock in that, if it's an incorporated business, or if the spouse is a partner, that's for sure. But I would say if you know that there's a divorce pending and you're right in the final stages of completing that sale, you better either get a very tight legal agreement through your attorney that cleans up any loose ends that might develop, or better yet, just wait till the divorce is closed.
Yeah, I have seen situations where a guy was trying to sell his business in the middle of a divorce, and we didn't know about it, the divorce, until we were well into the project.
Yep, and that can present all kinds of problems.
Yeah, and we backed out. I mean, we went away till the divorce was over.
Right, and I think you and I probably look at this very matter-of-factly and very logically, very mm-hmm. business-like, and I think part of the problem here when I say, well, divorce can be a very negative thing is because even though this may be a very lucrative, very good business and all of that, the spouse may be so bitter about what's going on that they may be intent on just wrecking the whole situation no matter
what. Well, exactly. Or if they think that they've been taken advantage of, then they may look at you as part of the group that took advantage of them.
That's right.
Yeah. What are some other reasons?
Next is other interests. Mm-hmm. I think many people have seen that as a reason. The owner has other interests. You know, business for sale, owner has other interests. Well, I wonder about that. Many times when I've represented owners for sale, I've never really found a seller who just wants to get out of this lucrative business that they've taken so many years to build up because they have, quote-unquote, other interests.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to watch that one very
yeah.
carefully.
I got a couple of things I want to say about that when we come back, too. I've got some examples that I'd like to offer to you that I've run into. It's 39 after the hour, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our good friend Russ Brown, and we're going to take a quick break. 888-822-8255. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And by the way, our phone number is 888-822-8255. Our special guest is Russ Brown. He's our good friend, a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, the president of Business Book Press. Russ, give your website out.
www.businessbookpress.com.
I recommend you check that site out, folks. There's a lot of good stuff in there for you. And also give your 800 number out, Russ.
800-363-8867.
Yeah, and as you know, Russ is a regular. Actually, Russ is one of the oldest guests on the show. The oldest, not in years, but in that didn't come out right, did it, Russ?
Wait a minute.
He has been with us longer than almost anyone. Anyway, Russ is a regular guest, and we really appreciate him. And Chuck tells me we have a caller. Who we got, Chuck?
We've got Mark in Germantown, Maryland.
Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Great show.
Are you there, Mark?
Yes, great show.
Thank you, sir. How you doing?
If I may try the answer question, Dr. Christian Bernard.
Yes, which one?
It was a heart transplant.
The heart transplant. Yeah, good for you.
And then you had three more questions. One had to do with Grimm fairy tales.
I'm going to let you answer one of those. Go ahead and give one of them a try. Which one? Grimm fairy tales. All right, that's a good one. Good for you. You're a smart guy, Mark.
I just read the law. That's all.
And say hi to Russ Brown.
Hi, Russ.
Hi, good morning, Mark. Thanks for calling in.
Smart remarks or comments.
I appreciate that.
Do you have a question for us?
On the small business, what if you're, say, my spouse is involved in a pretty active little enterprise, but I'm not as involved as she is. It has to do with breeding certain types of dogs.
Uh-huh.
I don't have the same experience or the same interest as she has. How would you tackle a situation like that in case of a state settlement?
Okay, I'm not sure I understand what your question is, Mark. Are you asking me? I'm just not sure. Russ, do you understand this question?
Let me see if I can. Let me try. If you're saying now, in the case of setting up and what would happen in the case of the passing of one or the other of you, and she has a business in breeding dogs, which you're not interested in.
Right.
Right. Yeah. There's a very good reason for getting the business prepared to be sold, because you may want to sell that business in the unlikely event of her passing. You may want to be able to sell that business at that time and get some of the value out of it that she's been able to build up over the years. So that's a very good reason to prepare that business for sale ahead of time. Because when the time comes, of course, you won't know that much about it. You certainly won't know what she knows, and you won't be able to do what she can do that she can do right now while she's alive, well, and running the business.
So the first step to take would be to prepare for resale?
Right. You should think about how you would structure the business. What are the things you need to do to make sure that that business is ready to be sold for the most money?
It depends. Yes. What if it depends greatly on the expertise and experience and knowledge of the party running it?
Yeah, that's a big deal, Mark. And there are so many businesses, Russ, aren't there, that are like that require. And that's one of the things that you got to pay attention to when you buy a business, Russ. And you and I've talked about that a little bit. Is making sure that the company doesn't, the business doesn't totally rely on that person, but. When Russ says preparing the business for sale, he doesn't mean that you're almost ready to sell it. He just means that you're paying attention to some of the things that we've been talking about that make sure that if something happened to your wife, that within a few months that the business would already be in the kind of shape that when a person came in to buy it, they'd be able to find the information that they wanted.
Right. Let me give you a quick little example of that. Because you're absolutely right, Mark. I mean, you'd need to find a buyer that has the expertise in breeding dogs. And you can do that. You can find people that have that expertise, but they may be very interested in buying a going business, a business that's already in place, has all of the equipment, facilities, customer base, and all of the things that they need to make money. But the things that you're... I'm going to give you one example of what your spouse can do about that is, does she have an operating manual? Has she written down all of the things that she does and how she operates that business? Because if she doesn't, then, of course, it makes it much, much harder to know how things are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So even in a very small business, it doesn't have to be really formal, but you ought to jot down what are the key suppliers, your key customers, your key operating techniques, all the little lessons learned that you've got over the years. Start writing those things down. So that's one of the things you can start to do to prepare that business to be sold.
Another thing, Mark, that I'd like to say, and this is kind of an extension of what Russ was just saying, make sure that the things that you write down are the things that she knows that maybe someone else in the business might not know, some things that she has learned. And he mentioned the customer list. That's a very important thing, because even if you can't run the business, you don't know what she knows. If, as Russ said, if you've got that those things written down that she knows, and especially if you've got your customer list, and anything, any proprietary information that she has learned that she's used to make her business more successful, anything that's written down like that will become of value to somebody who doesn't have that. Stand by, Mark. We're going to take a quick break. Russ, too. It's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 54 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy New Year, everyone, especially to Mark, our caller, who's still with us. Mark, Happy New Year. Mark, are you there?
Yes.
Happy New Year, sir.
Yes.
I hope our comments were helpful to
yes,
you.
Very helpful.
What we're going to do is we're going to send you a copy of a report that I think that Russ has written that I think will help you. And I'd also like to recommend that you give him a call. We're going to give you an 800 number, and or go to the bookstore and order his book. It's a hardback. It's a hardbound book. It's an outstanding book called Preparing Your Business for Sale. And Mark, you told me you read a lot. I think this would be a good book for you to read.
Uh-huh.
So you might want to check that out. Is there anything else we can do to help you?
No, you've been very helpful, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you, sir, and keep listening.
Right.
Say goodbye. Hey. Say goodbye,
thank you, Mark.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later. All right, Russ, I appreciate you helping me with Mark. And, you know, those are the kinds of questions that a lot of people are asking themselves out there. And that's an excellent question, isn't it? I mean, his wife is a small business owner, and if something should happen to her, what would he do with all the hard work that she's put into that business?
Exactly, and that's an excellent question to ask. And he needs those answers. And he's a smart man for calling in and asking that.
Absolutely. And you know, that just fits right into my New Year's resolutions that I'm proposing that small business owners have, and that is that regardless of whether you want to sell now or not, or you're even thinking about selling, if your business if you've been running it for any period of time at all, start thinking about an exit strategy. Because, you know, an exit strategy, and Russ, you and I know this, an exit strategy, You could be developing that strategy over years of time, over 5 or 10 years.
Exactly, and especially that exit strategy can not only include selling to a stranger, but you have to think about will you turn your business over to a family member
or a group of employees
or a group of an employee, a valued employee, or even a competitor, God forbid.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. In the process of developing your exit strategy, and this is the thing that Russ and I have been talking about now for several months actually, in the process of developing that exit strategy, you will, if you perform the functions that the exit strategy call for, you will operate your business much more professionally and successfully. Don't you think so, Russ?
Yes, and that's the value, real strong value of this, because even though you don't sell your business, if you do the things you need to do to get it ready to be sold and follow, like you said, a good, solid exit strategy, you'll have a much, much stronger business in the day-to-day operations.
Yeah. Russ, let's finish up this the thing we've been talking about here, which is when you ask someone why they're selling their business. We've been talking about that. And you mentioned other interests. I've had people actually to say that they wanted to sell the business, but they wanted to stay on and work. And these were not old people. These were fairly young people. When someone tells me that, that tells me that they just want to cash out and get a job, and there's something bad coming around the corner that I don't know about.
Yes.
At least that's how I felt about it.
Well, that's certainly what you want. That's a guidepost that you want to watch out for. And if they say that, sure, the little bells ought to go off in your head, and you want to be check even more closely than you would otherwise.
Right. We got about 15 seconds. What about stress and burnout? What about when they say that?
Well, again, stress and burnout is another reason that they claim. And what I say is, well, if that business owner is suffering stress and burnout from that business, do you really want to own it? Is that what you want to buy for yourself? So I think it's a lousy reason to sell a business.
Hey, Russ, we got to wrap it up for this hour. Thank you very much for being with us. You did a great job. Folks, we're going to have Russ back on with us again real soon. We'll continue with our series on the questions that that a business buyer should ask a business seller. Russ, thanks again. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jim.
Same to you. Bye-bye. All right, folks, you got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. Happy New Year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.